CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with more foreign leaders here in Beijing on Friday. This is followed by their participation in events commemorating the 70th anniversary of the victory of the Chinese People's War of Resistance against Japanese aggression and the World Anti-Fascist War. During President Xi Jinping's meeting with Myanmar President U Thein Sein, both sides have agreed to boost border trade and personnel exchanges. At the same time, the Chinese president has pledged that China will continue supporting the reconstruction of Myanmar's flood-hit areas. When meeting with Ethiopian Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn, Xi Jinping said Beijing will step up efforts to help Ethiopia's infrastructure construction. Earlier, President Xi Jinping has already met with many other state leaders and heads of international organizations, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, South Korean President Park Geun-hye, and United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will attend the Summer Davos Forum in northeast China's Dalian City from September 9th to 10th. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying announced on Friday that Premier Li will address the opening ceremony of the annual forum. The annual event is also known as the 2015 New Leaders Meeting of the World Economic Forum. It is held alternatively in Dalian and Tianjin. Zhang Zhen, a former vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, died at the age of 101 in Beijing Thursday. An obituary issued by the central authority has praised Zhang as an excellent Communist Party of China member and an outstanding leader of the People's Liberation Army of China, among other accolades. The People's Liberation Army is the name for China's armed forces. Zhang joined the CPC in 1930. He was conferred the title of Lieutenant General in 1955 and the title of General in 1988. Cleanup work at the blast site of the Tianjin explosions is about to be completed. Local officials said on Friday that containers there have been cleaned, while polluted water and soil at the blast site have been transported to safety. Two explosions ripped through a large area in Tianjin port on August 12th. The death toll has risen to 160 people. 13 people are still missing. Air quality monitors detected several pollutants at the blast site, but authorities say the concentrations were all within national standards. Authorities in Budapest have announced they will offer to transport thousands of migrants by bus to the Austrian border in the next few hours. About 100 buses will be sent to pick up the thousands of migrants at Budapest's main eastern railway terminus and 1,200 who are walking along the main westward motorway towards Austria. A further 300 migrants were walking along the rail tracks westward from where they escaped the train. They will be offered the bus trip to the border crossing as well. But the Hungarian government says the bus transport does not apply to those who are still in the migrant camps in Hungary. The government says it is up to Austria to decide whether migrants can continue to travel westwards from the border. British Prime Minister David Cameron has promised that Britain would take in thousands more Syrian refugees. Cameron said on Friday that Britain would take in people already in refugee camps to provide them with a more direct and safe route to the United Kingdom rather than risking a hazardous journey. Cameron was speaking at a joint news conference with Portuguese Prime Minister Pedro Passos Coelho in Lisbon. Pakistan National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz is now in Afghanistan to explore ways to revive the stalled peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents. The Pakistan-brokered peace talks were postponed following the death of Taliban Supreme Leader Mullah Omar. The Afghan government later canceled the talks after the Taliban carried out several deadly attacks. Aziz's visit is seen as an important landmark as he will hold bilateral meetings that could help reduce tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan. He is scheduled to meet Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his Afghan counterpart Hani Atmar. Malaysian Transport Minister Leo Tiong Lai says he hopes experts can provide more information on the debris to help the search effort for missing Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. The French side has confirmed that the flapron discovered in Reunion Island was part of the MH370 aircraft. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.